You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. The star attraction, the one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
Hello, everyone. Hi, it's me. It's Judy Gold, and welcome to Kill Me Now, live from Provincetown. Well, not live, but we're live-ish.
Yeah.
Live-ish. I'm in Provincetown. I'm working here at the Fart House, also known as the Art House, Thursdays and Fridays all summer. And I'm writing my book here. And I go back. I go back to New York, you know, every 10 days to check on my children and...
Your wife?
No, she comes here.
Oh, never mind.
And we're not married.
I didn't think
legally.
Of that. Me neither.
Yeah, she comes back and forth. We play tennis. It's very, hashtag grateful, the thing I hate the most. I fucking hate when people do. Hashtag grateful.
I'm blessed.
Wait, I got to lower
it
you.
Up.
I'm going to give you the history of today's guest. So we've known each other forever, but I really wanted her on the podcast, and she lives in California. So over in October, when we were both in Provincetown for Women's Week, which is... It's in October, and if you ever want to feel thin and beautiful, come here for Women's Week. I'm like Karen Carpenter here during Women's Week. Okay.
You're still tall.
Yeah, I'm tall, just but saying. Whatever. Anyway, it's WMY. Anyway, the point is, we recorded on my computer because I had bought all these new microphones, and I thought I knew what the fuck I was doing. So we recorded this amazing podcast, and I sent it to the producer, and they were like, we can't hear a fucking thing, and there's a buzz noise. And I'm like, fuck, I guess I got to buy that high-priced podcast equipment. So I did, because of this guest, because we had such a great interview, and then... That
was
boom.
I've known you like nearly 30 years. I think that's the first time you complimented me.
That is so not true. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to introduce you now to our guest this week. She's one of a kind. Really? Don't you think you're one of a kind? Oh, whatever. Shut the fuck up. Ladies and gentlemen, the most hilarious, tatted.
Oh, I'm not the most, though.
You have good ones.
Wussy white girl tattoos.
And just an icon in the LGBTQ.
Quite
little
a
G,
a
lot of B, a lot of B community.
And ladies and used to do well with the T.
Yeah, the T. What happened with the T?
Nothing.
Oh, all right.
There.
Ladies and gentlemen, Suzanne Westenhofer is here. Woo! And I'm not going to ring the bell because she's not a Jew. But you do have like a German.
Excuse me, I'm nearly 2% Jewish.
Oh, okay.
Ashkenazi Jew.
Really? Wait, ready?
Got my DNA.
Ready? Oh. Okay, there it is.
Wow.
That's your little... Suzanne.
I'm from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. You know how excited I was to finally even had... Like 2.9%.
Were you happy? Some people are probably not happy.
Oh, no. They're ridiculous. I was thrilled. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Really?
I totally did. I found out amazing things when I did my DNA.
What'd you find out?
Not German.
You're not German? But you thought you were German.
You don't understand. I didn't just think I was German. On both sides of my family, I have people who for years have traced back the stuff to Germany. Both sides of my family go back to Baden-Baden, Germany, right?
Baden.
And I'm from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. My
right.
last name is Westenhofer. Everything I've ever done or said or whatever, it's always, everybody,
right.
you're German, Mercedes, Farfignugen, you know what I mean?
Hitler.
And right? I called myself a Nazi.
Right.
I get my DNA back. I'm Scandinavian.
Wow.
Who knew?
Did that surprise
everyone.
Your family?
Everyone, because my half-sister, so we share a dad.
Right.
She's like 60% German. What's going on?
I don't know if you share a dad.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm not sure that you share a dad. There is something. Oh, sorry.
I love that
anyway,
song. No, I love that song.
Isn't that a good,
yeah,
song?
It's a good song?
So, ladies and gentlemen, I love Suzanne. You know, Suzanne is a pioneer of sorts.
Except I don't have a wagon.
She has no wagon. But she, you can say she did a lot of firsts as far as being an out lesbo comic. But we're going to go back because, as you know, I enjoy everything about people's childhood. I'd like to know what makes people tick. And Suzanne has a fucking amazing story, which you could have heard last time I recorded, but it would have sounded like this. So, Suzanne, you're from Pennsylvania.
I am, born Lancaster County.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Born to a mother and a father.
Yes, both happily, not happily, married. They had two other daughters.
Right. They had two. You're the youngest, right?
The babe.
Yeah, because comedians are usually.
Isn't that true?
So there's three girls, and your mother and your father, who had a fantastic marriage, correct?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you were actually born in Columbia.
Columbia, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. In the You grew up around the Amish.
Yeah, I did.
Were you friends with any of the Amish?
My mom was a receptionist, not assistant.
Yeah.
My mom was a doctor for doctors that knew Amish families, so I got to meet Amish kids and Amish families. But you don't normally, because they don't, in Lancaster County.
Do they not go to the doctor?
They don't go to our doctors, no, not at all. They don't go, they don't have any, they're old order in Lancaster.
They don't
have anything to do with us.
Okay, so if an Amish person goes to the doctor and they can't use electricity, like, how do you...
They don't go to the doctors.
What about your... like, if you have a fucking tooth that needs to be...
They yank it out themselves, or they have their own... As if it's 200-300 years ago. They have, like, a guy
okay,
in the...
Okay, why?
I don't
why?
Know.
I mean, I
something
love,
about it has to be in the Old Testament.
I know. I can't. Yeah. Like, I can't. Yeah. There's... It's
stupid and weird.
And don't you think a lot of them want to just... run away.
Yes, I do. I think when they do that, that's why when they do Rumspringa, they keep losing
people
every time. And
how long is
why
Rumspringa?
Why don't they look at that and go, I think it's a year you're allowed to do it, but I think some, I'm not sure that that's.
And you just go in the real world.
Yep.
Don't know what the
when
fuck you're doing.
When I worked at the Woolworths.
Oh my God. I had to just do that because
every Jew.
Could
be, right?
Yeah.
There was a gal who was on Rumspringa. She would come to the work in the bonnet and that black outfit and the whole night, no makeup, the whole thing. And we had these little like locker thingies on the side, and she would take all that off and put on like it was the 70s, like a cool shirt.
No way.
Cool, yes, and full makeup and just be. She would look.
Was she slutty?
Yes.
Okay. This is it's too repressed.
It's weird because then I think she went. Back. She would put all that back on and someone would come in a buggy and pick her up.
That's awful.
And what do you do with that?
She's gone.
Like, that's
she's
crazy.
I don't think she's in
she
it.
She probably has 9 kids and is living there.
No, she might have gone full back. Who the hell knows? All right.
I don't know. I didn't keep up with her. It seems sad now. And then my dad left. My mom kicked us off the farm.
So you were on a farm.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And everything, did you think everything was fine?
Well, I was 2.
Okay, so you don't fucking remember
mostly
anything.
Yeah,
how old were your sisters?
4, 6.
4. Oh, nice. They're very...
Oh, and if you back it up 9 months, we're all born on my parents' birthdays.
No way.
Yeah, they only had birthday sex, apparently.
Wow.
I mean, that's like almost the 9 months.
Months, exactly. Okay.
Yes, all 3 of us.
So you're 2, and what did your father do for a living?
At that time, he was a farmer, a horse, trying to be a horse farmer. Wyeth Labs.
Oh,
Wyeth
nice.
Down there.
Was
so
he
I think
a chemist?
He was a factory worker.
Oh,
no,
factory worker.
No.
Oh, sorry. That was Jewish. And so.
Our people didn't go to college.
All right. And then your mom?
Was a nothing. She was a housewife. She never thought she would be anything but a housewife and a mom.
Okay. First of all, that's not a nothing.
No,
that's
I agree.
It's a hard job.
But I mean, there's no job title for it, right?
Yeah. So he leaves when you're 2. Why?
He kicks us out.
Of the
he
house.
He finds an, with, and we had to move into the little town. That's why I'm in Columbia. He found another woman. But here's the thing I say about that. They were married until my father passed like 3 years ago. So like 50 odd years.
The new one?
Yes.
Okay.
They were to be together.
Right.
I'm all good with that. I get
so
it.
How old were your parents when they got married?
I'm think 18.
Oh. Well,
yeah, you know. That's what people did.
Okay.
They wanted to have sex. You had to get married.
So.
Idiots.
Dumb. So you move where?
into the little town, and we were poor because it was the 60s.
So where did you live? In an apartment or a house?
No, we had a house. It was 2 blocks from the river, and you know, the closer you are to the river, the poorer you were in the town, right? So we were...
It's like the gays, you know, like the gays are always at some corner... Yeah. Away from everyone, then they make it.
But then
really
they make
nice.
It amazing, and everybody.
And then
goes
everyone's like, "Oh, I'm coming!" Like fucking Provincetown.
Like I was just gonna say exactly like
what
happened.
I mean,
and I say this all the time. I don't mind straight people ever. I never even think about it. And then I get here and I go, "What are you doing here?"
Right. I yell at them when I get on stage. That's my opening thing.
I've done it. Not.
I'm like,
but,
look,
you
have Wellfleet. You have.
I know, right? You have the whole
Hyannis.
Tape.
You have Sandwich. You have everything. Why?
You have the whole rest of the United States.
I know.
Work it out. You don't have to crawl up the Cape. We do, and we made it fabulous. Now you come.
It's annoying. Okay, but we wanted equality, and now look what happened.
I never did.
Really?
No. I don't like this. I don't want to be part of the mainstream. Boring.
It is pretty boring. Okay, so...
I just didn't want them to beat us up or fire us and stuff.
Right,
yeah, you know,
I just want equal rights, but fine.
Yeah, but then, leave me alone.
So it's like the Amish, but except with... No, it's not. Okay, so you move. You're in this, tiny apartment. The house by the river. Mm-hmm. Tiny town. And what does your mother do for money?
She had to become a secretary.
She was the receptionist at the... Oh, so that was like...
Doctors.
Her, okay.
Yeah.
And so...
She worked 3 jobs most of my life. We were
no way.
But you remember that? I don't know if your mom or if anybody even knew this. In the late 60s, women couldn't buy a house or get a credit card.
Yes.
Correct. So... Everything you had to pay the money for it. She didn't make it.
Can you fucking believe it? In our lifetime, women couldn't get a mortgage.
I watched it happen my whole life, watching my mom. Or when we lived in this little town, there were row homes. When the other families would have barbecues and what have you.
Right.
My mom was never invited, never coming, because in that time period, a single divorcee woman was a threat to all the other women. She might take your husband.
Right.
So she had not.
So you were pretty isolated.
Well, they were. She was. I mean, I was just an annoying little kid, so.
Right, but.
I did what I want.
It's really unbelievable.
It's crazy.
And it's like.
It affected my mom greatly.
Of course. And look, we can't even get a fucking female president or vice president.
Or get the ERA passed.
Right.
I feel like I've been working on that since I was 15.
It's ridiculous. So you go to public school.
Yes.
And. You're a good student.
I was.
Yeah. You were a really good student.
Were your sisters good students?
They
were like, we all graduated on the honor roll. That was my mom's big proud thing. You know what I mean? Because
we were from a broken home and everything was bad.
Yeah.
You know what's good about that you were on the honor roll? That they didn't have fucking stickers for the car then.
Oh,
that
my God.
My son, I'm proud of my son. You know what?
My mom's so obsessed with her car. I like to think she wouldn't have done it.
No.
She had some pride.
You know what? This is what I think bumper stickers are. Tattoos for cars.
Oh, that's good.
No? Right.
It's good.
It is.
I had tons of them when I had a Beetle.
Oh, I didn't. I hated it.
When I had a Beetle. Okay. Not tons, but.
Okay. So.
Gay stickers so that you knew I was gay.
Oh, yeah. We had to do that. And then you'd wink when you'd see another person with the gay and you'd be like, hey, what's up?
Like, totally queer spotting, right? Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I see you.
So in grammar school, were you popular? What was your situation?
We were the only people in the town that didn't have both parents.
Right.
Except for one girl who didn't have a mom, but her mom had died.
And right. So that's okay.
Yes. And I was from a broken home.
Right.
In fifth grade, the teacher I had, Mrs. Kunkel, I'll never forget it.
Kunkel.
She pulled me up in front. I was talking out loud or doing something.
What?
Because I was a little, I know, right?
Uh-huh.
And she pulled me up and she made all the kids look at me and she said, this is what happens when you're from a broken home.
No way. Now today, she'd be
she'd be beaten and fired and imprisoned. But it was, I was 10, 11 years old. What are you in?
It's
grade.
Just amazing the shit you remember.
What?
You know what I mean?
And that I stays that, with, like, it was 4 days ago.
Did you tell your mother?
No, we didn't bring home stuff. Well, my sisters were good too. They never caused a problem.
Right.
But because back then your mom didn't barge down to school and dust. She would go, well, then you take care of it. Remember? I mean, for us. Like,
that was for you. Now, I am a Jew.
Oh, different.
And if I told my mother anything.
Right.
She would barge down
even
and
then?
Say.
Oh. Because you're my age. Wow.
She was her children's advocate.
That's awesome. Sweet, though, isn't it?
She taught me to kind of you know. But here's the thing with my mother. She would also, like, if someone did her wrong at a store or something, like if she went to, like, Saks Fifth Avenue or Bloomingdale or somewhere, or Lord & Taylor or whatever, she would write a fucking letter.
Oh, yeah.
To the, like, president of, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, that was her. And here's one of my favorite stories about her, and then we'll move on to you.
I like your mom.
Mom's
stories.
Yeah. She, I once got a bad review in my hometown paper, the Star Ledger, for my one-woman show that got a rave review in the New York Times.
Wait, isn't that Jersey?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were born in Jersey. Go ahead.
Yeah. She called the reviewer because he had his, it was before cell phones and all that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And she called the reviewer and left a message. And I was at a photo shoot, and the Candy, her name was, she did all the PR, and she's like, I'm getting my photo taken. She's like, Judy, come here. And she looks all worried. And I said, what's going on? She said, your mother called the reviewer from the New Jersey Star Ledger, and he is afraid to call her back. She can't just call, you know, people and say, I think I've told the story before, but it's still my favorite. She can't call people, you know, that give you a bad review. And I said, okay, sorry. And then I called my mother. I said, Ma, you can't call the reviewer. And she said, oh, I can't. His phone number is right there. He stated his opinion. I have my opinion, and I'd like him to hear it.
I'm on her side.
I'm on her side. I told that. Was in the eulogy of her, because I loved her for that. You know?
Yeah.
My
mom stuck up for me. I don't want you to feel like that. I just like,
I'm saying, you know, a lot of people did. I was the exception my mother. I ended up not telling her a lot of stuff so that she wouldn't go down there and fucking embarrass me. Yeah.
Oh, I can totally see that. I didn't think of that part of it.
Yeah. Cause I was a kid and I didn't want her. She yelled at my sister's Hebrew school, during, parent teacher, when you could sit in the class, when the parents can sit in the class.
Oh yeah.
She, they were being really rude to the rabbi's wife who was teaching this class, and like just rude and awful. And my mother got up in front of the class and said, how dare you treat the rap you are? And we were already unpopular, but my sister was just shunned. But she was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey everyone, you know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV, because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer, and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome.
Now, did you have friends, or would kids' parents be like, oh, she's yes, from a bad home?
I was not. I did not have much in the way of friends because, right. Yeah, I mean, there was a little group of ruffians that I ran with that lived in our...
Ooh, sorry, I, that was just my
that
hand.
That doesn't seem Jewish to me.
Yeah.
On the block I was, it was a Catholic, all Catholic kids. There were, right. Every family had like 11 kids or nine
right, right,
kids.
Right.
There was a ton of kids in the parking lot of the American Legion where we played.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. So. And no Jews.
No, I didn't meet a Jewish person until I was 21 years old.
Are you fucking kidding me?
My junior year in college, yo.
Wow.
My first Jew, Irma Levy.
What did you?
She was from outside of Baltimore, Spring.
Oh, yeah. Baltimore is very yep. Jewy. Mm-hmm. And did you have anal sex with her?
No. She was not a lesbian. I didn't have anything with her. I just grilled her about what was it like to be Jewish and what was different. And quite frankly, she had me until she went, I can't have a cheeseburger because they kept kosher.
Yeah, I kept kosher
too. And I went,
I'm
out.
Yeah, I kept kosher too. But I've now, you know, my mother's dead and I...
You're not answering to her
anymore.
I'm
sorry. The cheeseburger is delicious. Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry to everyone.
Nope, thank you.
But still in my kitchen at home, I, you know. Anyway, so... Grammar school, you're the misfit. Then you get to junior high, which is
and junior
fucking
high
shit.
And high school are in the yeah. same building where I went. Where
oh,
I lived,
so you went there for
little.
Six so years.
The moment you're in seventh grade, you're in high school.
Right, right,
right.
And what activities were you in? What like and what'd you do after school and all that?
I was
kind
in
of.
Plays. I was in
you
all
were?
The plays, and I started a
what was
modern
your first role?
Dance crew.
No way.
Yep. And I started the gymnastics club because we weren't a team.
Oh, so you were an athlete. And a scholar.
I wouldn't go to athlete.
Okay.
I just wanted them to have gymnastics and dance because, you know, they didn't have anything for girls. And what they had was like softball and basketball. And I was like, ew, you know, so I started.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was a little activist. Like, and I
ordered, you were a big mouth.
I got a sit in yeah. for because till they got a salad bar in the.
Really?
Cafeteria because girls were vomiting to keep their weight down. That's when that started in the late 70s.
Right.
Yeah. And so I was like, and I didn't want them to do that.
Let's take a moment
salad.
For Karen Carpenter. Let's take a moment.
I loved her.
Okay. So I loved her. And that voice, yeah, pure.
Like
pure. A, like per,
like
you,
no,
there's no
one else's.
Right.
Like
and
no one else's.
Was a drummer. Was the fucking
no,
drummer.
I remember that. And it was such an excitement thing. We saw her. I don't even remember what TV show it was on. And then all of a sudden they got popular and
they
pulled
told her
out in front of the, and you knew, I knew
right.
it was like a 12-year-old kid.
Right.
I went, what's going on there?
Right. Yeah. They didn't want her to
yeah.
be butchy drummer.
Right. I'm exactly.
Sure, you know, she was probably a Liz, don't you think?
Yes.
Or something.
I've she always was thought
yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah.
that if she had had the freedom to,
yeah,
yeah
to be who she.
I absolutely thought that.
Okay. So you don't really get into trouble until when?
Ninth grade.
So you're perfect.
Nah, I'm a loud mouth.
Yeah, duh. And your sisters are perfect.
They are perfect. They're quiet and sweet. They don't hang out in corners, nothing.
Right, right, right. And you're like, did your mother have to get called? Did you get called by into the principal's office? Did you get like, did she have to go down and?
The first time I got in trouble at 2 o'clock in the morning, the state police came to our house and they took me down to the jail.
How old are you at this time?
14.
Uh-huh.
Oh, almost 15.
Okay.
Because it just got found out that I was sleeping with the guy who was 41 and married who lived
right.
across the street.
Yeah.
So it was
that's
a
where
huge
I was.
Deal.
Okay. So everything's fine.
Kinda. Yeah. Until
and then
that was,
how did you started having this?
Sex. I had sex with the guy who lived across the street.
Wait, when did you, is that the first person you had sex with?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was 14. I don't know
okay.
when you started, but I thought that was pretty good.
Well, and he was 41,
yeah.
So it was really.
I have dyslexia.
1-4,
which you can
4,
see
1.
Right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, so how did that start? And was he married with kids?
He married with kids that are older than I am.
Wait. Question.
Yes.
Question.
Across the street.
What did he do for a living? He was in the shitty side of town too, right?
Yeah, but he was some sort of research guy for RCA.
Wow.
So
did they have
like
a nice house?
Nicer than ours.
Okay. And what did the wife do?
Nothing. She sat around and smoked and slept with a lot of other guys in town.
So, and this was just known.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was kind of.
Okay. So.
But I loved her.
You did?
I thought she was magic. And so I was always going over there trying to go, hey, Alice, do you need this? Or you know, I swear to God, I was always
no way.
Trying to like, yes. And so I, in order to get her attention, I said, I have a crush on your husband. I didn't. Right.
And she said.
And she pushed me toward him.
And I, oh, so she was because on board.
Well, she was sleeping with everybody in the world, and he wasn't, supposedly. Right. You know what I mean? And so she pushed, and then he, guys are idiots. You know, that was not hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so
well, I was 14 with the boobs and the body and stuff of a 20-year-old girl.
But did you know, you knew you were a lesbian?
No.
You had no idea.
No.
See, I'm of this, I knew when I was like three.
Girl. Like Jay, yeah.
Yeah, I just, I was like, something's different.
Yeah. She says.
Okay, so you start,
see,
like,
I,
who made the, like, I need to know this, I and I think my listeners, who I love, also need to know exactly how this fucking started. You go over, you're visiting Alice, your mother's working, you're like, hey, Alice, la, 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 I love your husband.
And I just, I'm trying, I know
did you
that,
go on a date? No, what happened?
No, because we were sleeping in the armory and up in their attic, and, you know, you couldn't. It's not
okay,
like
so
we
the,
could
first
be
time, the first
out.
Time, tell me the first time.
In the attic of their house.
How did he bring you, did you know you were going to the attic to fuck?
We'd been making out, I'm thinking, for like 2 weeks or something like
ew,
that.
Ew, did you get excited or?
I don't remember. Here's what it was. I don't know if you had this, because when I was 11 and 12 and all of a sudden got boobs and I'm a blonde, blue-eyed girl.
Right.
Men started to pay attention to me.
Right, of course.
And I immediately knew the power of it.
Right.
So I was a huge flirt. Because I could get men
you
to
could
do
use
stuff.
It. Yeah.
Right? And
I'll tell you that.
That's what I was doing to him,
yeah,
basically.
That didn't happen to me because I was 6 feet, 13.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay. So, and not blonde. Okay.
Yeah,
you forgot? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing, and I used it. I didn't realize
so,
to
but
what
was she,
degree, but
so was she in the house when you were making out
no,
with
no,
him?
No. We had to, so I think I came over to like make out with him or be, we,
but
we
like
just lay around
start?
And do stuff.
You went over and said, hey, what's it, what, can I know his first name?
Don.
Don.
It
okay.
was, I just oh, totally forgot for an oh. eighth of a second. Did
wow.
you see that?
Yeah. Don, I'm so fascinated
oh,
by
well,
this.
Well, because here's, in order for him to make it work, and I fell into this too because I was 14. And
right.
Everything is romance and all that stuff. He was in love like he's never been in love before. He couldn't believe it. Oh, he in the
but
year we were together,
had,
he bought me a T-Bird. I couldn't drive. I was 14.
A T-Bird?
Yes, an
fucking
old one,
car?
A cool car. He bought me jewelry.
Wait,
oh,
and your mother's
yeah.
not like
I didn't. She didn't see it.
Okay,
it was just across, like it was parked there, and he would go. That's
okay,
yours.
Tell me about the first. I have to know how it began. You went, did you go over there and he was like, hey, baby, but like,
no, he wasn't that way at all. I mean, he may have been a pervert. There's no way for
right.
me to really look at it now.
Right.
He was weak as shit,
right,
who,
right,
you
right,
know,
right.
but I was coming on to him and I was making him
oh,
do
okay.
stuff.
Okay. So you
and I was
did
like,
it.
I want to have sex.
Not
the
that
first
you
time.
Did it, that it's your fault. I'm saying
no,
you were
I was
pursuing
a very aggressive
him. Okay.
because I wanted the attention of his wife.
Right.
Didn't realize what was going on there.
But
at
you
all.
Didn't know
no
that.
Sense
yeah,
of that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And then when I started to get his attention, that's fun, right? I'm 14.
Right, right.
I'm making this guy do whatever I
right,
want and
right.
buy me stuff. What? Yeah, I loved it. And so, and I wanted to have sex. I had wanted to have sex for a while, I thought, because I read about it. And I'm like, oh,
right.
that's going to be great, you know? And so it was like probably midnight on a Saturday night or something. I'm sure my mom was probably working because she worked, like I said, 2-3 jobs my whole life.
Right.
She would be a hostess at the, what is now a Holiday Inn.
Right. And did your father
my dad
give
was
her
gone,
any
remember?
Money? Nothing?
No. That, he was supposed to pay child support and he was poor too. That's the
right.
truth. So he missed it a lot.
Right.
So.
And did you have a relationship with him at all?
I stopped going on visitation when I was like around 13. I thought he was.
Why?
Because he's arrogant and he's just too much for me.
Right.
He was too much.
And did he have other kids by this time?
No. No. Oh yes. Wait. He had Holly, my half sister, when I was eight years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Just one daughter. My dad can't toss a Y chromosome. That's
right.
not going to happen for
okay.
me.
Okay. So, so you're having this lurid affair and.
That's exactly right.
No
one
knows.
And I dug it. I thought it was exciting.
Of course.
Yeah.
But did your grades go down or anything?
No.
Oh, excellent. And no one notices like.
No. In fact, I did. I started to think it wasn't good and I wasn't like. Not sure how it was. And I tried to tell my ninth grade teacher who I was in love with,
uh-huh.
Lynn Rossi. Oh.
Uh-huh.
And she cut me. She didn't want to hear whatever was going to come out of my mouth and just kind of cut me off. And I was like, oh.
Okay,
yeah.
I can't tell. So you didn't tell a fucking soul.
I didn't really have best
right.
friends.
Not your sisters. Not,
oh my
no.
God, my sisters would have narked on me in an eighth
right.
of a second.
Right.
because they were goody.
So you're harboring this fucking secret.
I was digging it though. I mean, right. You know, I'm running around. I'm like, oh no, I left my glasses over there. Right. Things like that. You have to sneak back over. Right. Right. And, oh my God, I'm digging it.
Okay. So now let's go to the night when it's 2 a.m. You're 15 years old and 14, the police
14. 14. Oh, that one. No, 15 yeah. when they, yeah.
And the police come to the door at 2 a.m. Are you?
That night had all been planned. My mom found out.
Oh, how?
A neighbor, his wife found out. A handful of adults found out. And the way the police chose to handle it, the state cops, is they come and get me in the middle of the night. You're not allowed to. I guess I'm supposed to be like not planned.
Know they found out or you had no idea?
No, I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, all right.
And then I get to the police station and they put me in a room with like three, four other male cops. I'm like, you know, it's like 2 a.m. and I'm like, what? And they're like, oh, did he rape you? Did it, you know, and all of a sudden asking me all these questions and I'm like, and I thought I was in a movie. I thought it was Susan Hayward. I'm all going, is that what you want to hear? I'm serious. And I was like, do you want to hear the details?
Right.
You know, and because I thought I had been reading porn for a long time. I thought I knew what they were up to.
Good imagination.
So I was, exactly.
And you were a reader. Okay.
Correct.
So, okay.
So, yeah. So I didn't help them. You know what I mean? Because they wanted to arrest
and
them.
And who was in the room with you?
Just a bunch of cops. No, no.
No mother?
No. My mom wasn't there at the house when they came and picked me up. They had planned it and I didn't know. I fell asleep and my mom and my sisters went to my grandparents. And they
you in the house
for like 2 minutes. I mean, that all happened and they came and got me.
Wait,
I have not been kind to my mom about it. Also, I'm
wait, like, seriously? she knew they were
that's
coming.
What they told her they were doing and they told her this like
so
the night
she
before
left?
The whole thing. I think my understanding of it is they came. My mom went out with my sisters and they talked to the cops and then they went to my grandparents and
because the cops probably
the cops
said
just
go.
Went, yep,
yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And so you're sitting in the room. Is this a school night?
Wow, that's a good question.
Thanks.
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
Okay. And then you're in the room and you're thinking you're in a movie.
I was totally playing.
And were they assholes, the cops?
Uh-huh.
Or?
Uh-huh. And because they didn't know what to do with the way I was answering. I think they thought I was going to be scared and,
like, help me.
No.
Help.
Yeah. Whatever. And instead,
Suzanne.
I was like, yeah.
Okay. And then how does that end?
I get taken back to the house around, you know, like a couple hours later.
No one picks you up? Your mother doesn't come and pick you up?
No, cops took you back. And then my mom's there. And of course, it's
she's
a huge
so not
family,
Jewish. My mother.
Nightmare. It's horrible.
My mother would have been in the room.
Oh, no.
Do not. I will take up. We're getting a lawyer. Blah, blah, blah. All right. So.
No, my mom was going, how could you do this?
Was the guy picked up too or no?
Not that night.
Okay. So you get home and it's like family intervention.
Arrested later.
Right. So that's family intervention.
Uh-huh.
Like,
basically.
How could you? Like, how
yeah,
was that?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they crying? Mm-hmm. Were they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a horrible, like.
And your sisters,
you've
too?
You've lost your, yeah. It's just we were always really close and everybody did everything. So my two sisters and my mom and myself. And my grandparents weren't there the first night. I know that because my grandfather, when he found out, got a gun and had to be stopped because he thought he was going to kill him.
Oh, that's your mother's parents.
Yeah. My pop-up was the shit.
Hey, everyone. I love our sponsor, Fast Growing Trees. I don't know if you've noticed when we show the clips of the podcast that I have a new best friend in my office named Avi. And where did I get Avi? At Fast Growing Trees. Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States of America. And I am a happy customer. I love walking in this room and seeing my fig tree, Avi. I talk to Avi. I love it. It makes me happy. And you need plant life in your house. And I have another plant on my piano in the other room. I'm just telling you, it makes your home so much more of a home. So thank you to Fast Growing Trees. They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees. They have palm trees. They have evergreens. They have houseplants and so much more. And I'm in an apartment in New York. Okay? I don't even have a yard outside. And it's changed my life. Do it. Go to Fast Growing Trees. And whatever you're interested in, they have it. They have
the perfect fit for your climate, for your space. You can call them and ask them how to take care of your plants. They have so much information and it's so easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. They have a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee. They have free plant consultation forever. Forever. And I have a new best friend, Avi. I love you, Avi. So do it. You don't need a yard. You don't need a lot of space. You just need to make your home a beautiful place. And that's where Fast Growing Trees comes in. This spring, Fast Growing Trees has the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Do it. You're welcome.
Did the whole neighborhood know? Like that point?
Oh,
so you go to
now
school the next week.
Oh, it's a now it's a town like scandal.
Did you hear about Suzanne Bostenhoffer?
It was horrible. And if the kids were not hanging out with me before, now they were. I remember I had a friend named Ann Horn.
And she wasn't Jewish? That's a Jewy name. Go ahead.
Where Lancaster County has a bunch of those and they're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she. Her mom and dad told her that she could no longer be seen with me. And so I was not welcome at their house. So we used to, our friendship after that for like a year, it was like a sneak. We were like, we were lesbians or something.
Oh, right.
We
were sneaking.
But we were sneaking around to hang out and listen to records.
Oh God.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Okay. So you go to school and does everyone treat you differently?
Oh my God.
Like your teachers.
Oh my God. What was my fault? I was a whore. I mean,
they blamed
God.
You?
Of course.
They blamed you.
Everyone did. My family did.
Okay, that is horrible.
It was don't you think it was the times a little bit? It was 1975.
They are still, no, because you look at like, you know, Bill Cosby and people are, you know, and you look now and they're like, oh, they shouldn't wear this and
right,
the girl
exactly.
shouldn't wear
That's
this.
What I'm saying, so.
It's as if, and then like, and the other thing is that fucking pisses me off. All these guys with the, all right, like, yes, Me Too sometimes goes too far.
A little bit.
Okay.
But great. It's fantastic.
It is. It's amazing. But when there are people who are obviously,
no, I get it.
You know, but. You know, there's so many comics that, you know, do jokes about me. Oh, I can't even look at a girl now. It's like, no, you don't. How do you not
you
know
just,
how
like,
to
freaking
behave?
Grow up and behave?
And behave. We're people.
Learn
you know?
Something.
It's, what? We're not just objects. Okay. So how
they don't want to change. And that's what they're, so they're crying now.
So how long does this?
Well, now it's forever because then at the end of ninth grade, a boy passes me a note.
Uh-huh.
And a little blonde boy who looked almost like my twin.
Uh-huh.
And he gives me a note and he says, the note actually said something like, no one's allowed to talk to you or hang out with you, but I want to take you to the movies.
Oh, what was his name?
Christopher Lynch. He was adorable.
Oh, Christopher, I just want to give a shout out to Christopher.
He's fantastic.
Hey, Christopher. Do you still keep in touch with
him? Not him. His wife found me on Facebook.
Oh.
And we're friendly.
Okay,
she's
so what's going on with the guy? Like, he's still free?
Nope. I remember he got kicked out of church first.
Oh, God.
And then he went to jail for like a couple weeks or something, I think.
That's it?
Yeah. Because I don't think he even went to jail for it. I think he went to jail and they were prepping like to have some sort of thing. And then the charges got dropped. My mom dropped the charges because at the time there was something. If we charged him, I can't remember how this works. People were trying to get me and get my mom to put me into a bad kids.
Oh, yeah. Thing. Yeah. Reform school.
Yes.
That's what my mother used to threaten me with.
Right.
That
and I did not want to go for that in a big way. And my mom wanted me to. My dad wanted me to. Everybody wanted that.
You know what's so funny is that you're getting threatened to go to reform school because you're fucking the guy across the street who's 41. And I get threatened to go to reform school because I said fuck.
Oh,
or I didn't clean my room, or I was disrespectful, you know.
Jew, Gentile.
Okay. So you're not allowed to see.
Oh, no, I'm not allowed to see him. Yeah, it's terrible. And, you know, it's a whole.
That
I could barely walk on the street in the town. You okay?
Yeah.
The allergies here.
Yeah.
I was barely around. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
people
yeah.
were pointing. Like, it was horrifying.
Okay. And then...
So the little boy passes me a note.
Yeah.
I go to the movies with him. We start being a couple.
Okay. But did you fuck on the first? No.
Not the first.
Right. Day. But
no.
Yeah.
I mean, not then. I didn't
but he
that.
Knew you were loosey-goosey.
But he had not
But
been.
He loved you. Did yeah. he like you or he
oh,
just
Oh, yeah, no,
him?
He did. He really okay. did. He thought I was, because of the way I spoke out in class.
Right.
He was very attracted to that.
Oh, that's so
you know,
unusual.
He was one of those kind of guys.
Okay.
He's pretty
and
cool.
And how long did you date him?
The rest of my...
High school?
Yeah. We broke up. We didn't break up because we were mad. We broke up because he wanted to go into the, he was going to the Air Force. I was going right. to college and we were both just adult enough to know we weren't going to try to stay together.
Right. Right.
Right.
So.
But I got, here's what, I got pregnant. When I was 16 with him, like a year or so, that's and I back when it was legal, I was able to have the abortion.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember that. I was 70.
Wait, what? An abortion?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll explain it to you later. It's like you're terminating the pregnancy.
Oh, so like you get pregnant by mistake or something?
Correct.
And
it's not planned.
Right.
And then, I'm 16.
And you're 16. And
we're poor.
And you're poor and...
Yeah.
Oh, so you make the decision for
right.
the sake of yourself
I
and
know.
The baby.
And my family. Everybody.
Or not, it's not even a baby no, for yourself.
It's, no,
and
yeah, yeah. It's a zygote. But,
because it's your life.
Smart.
Yeah. And it's
right.
your right to do what
picture.
You need to do.
Right. I looked at the whole picture.
Right. Right. right.
And I thought, oh, this child should be wanted. You know?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
No, it was just a whole
oh, that's so interesting.
It's weird.
Oh, God.
It's different.
Yeah.
I should write a book about it.
That's so weird. Like,
I know.
You could do.
I might be the only one.
Wow. And you could do it safely.
Yeah.
Like at a doctor's uh-huh. and no judgment.
Oh, there was an actual clinic.
Oh.
It was called Planned Parenthood.
Oh,
it was up in Harrisburg,
heard,
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. I heard they also, are primary caregivers
yes.
to a lot of poor women.
Very much
yeah,
so. And a lot of girls who can go to get birth control and stuff when they can't because they're frightened because their parents will
right.
be mad
at them.
Right.
And I heard also
so they're actually
that,
trying to help you not
oh,
get pregnant, oddly
right,
enough.
Right. And
even
I heard
they
that,
will help you if you do. Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy because, you know, as a lesbian, I don't need
give
birth
a shit.
Control, but no, but I
anymore?
Have had
I
to take birth control
well,
for
oh, yeah.
medical
oh,
reasons
okay.
in the past. So birth control is not only to,
oh yeah,
yes, it's also used
so
for medical.
A hormone in it, isn't it?
Yeah. And so,
no, I've forgotten.
Yeah. It's so and sad. It's so great. And they do other things
right.
like they give you pap smears and they,
that's
check
where I got
your...
my first pap smear when
uh-huh.
I was when you're in college, you have no money.
Right. What?
Right. I
yeah.
know. So I went to Planned Parenthood each year for
oh,
my pap
smears. Great.
And stuff.
You got checkups
yeah.
and mm-hmm. yeah.
And so, and I took for... made other girls do it.
Yeah.
Because they had never even been taught and that by
and
their moms or anything.
Yeah. And they're lovely people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was treated. Yeah, it was very sweet.
Oh,
then I
that's great.
I volunteered for that.
And that's
one
called
summer.
What?
Planned Parenthood.
There's, oh, that's a great name.
There's still a whole bunch of them.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I mean, they're not everywhere.
Right.
It's not easy to find.
Right.
There,
but
there
it, well,
are states,
I remember there,
there
were.
There are whole states, like I think it's Louisiana or Alabama. They uh-huh. don't even have one
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, that's
what?
So great. Yeah.
I know.
So weird.
And you're thinking, I hope they get one. That seems weird. Are they that far behind?
Okay, so... that's the end of that tirade. But okay, so the effect of your sluttiness mm-hmm. at 14. Well, you know, the effect of this
is that I'm the town whore and I'm the town baby killer. I'm the town whore baby killer.
Oh, they knew about the abortion?
Because when I had it, of course, my sisters had to know. I mean, because you don't just
right,
bounce
right,
back,
right.
right? I mean, you have a day or two of, you know, quiet,
right.
don't move around. And my mom went with me, my mom and my aunt.
Oh,
they went with me
thank
and stuff.
You.
And they were completely against it, but they went with me because
right.
it was my choice.
Right. Oh, that's so weird. So you made a decision about your own body.
I was 16. It was
right.
Time.
Duh. Okay.
And yeah, but my older sister was starting to become a little bit crazy with the religion and stuff. And
oh,
so
God.
She told the woman who worked at the market that she worked at. And so now I'm the home wrecking baby killer Lolita.
So, and you know. This is really fascinating. But now, was your mother also shunned because she was the mother of...
She had already been shunned because she didn't have a husband.
Right. But then I'm saying, did it get
worse? So I don't
worse?
Think it... Yeah, I don't think it got particularly worse because the kind of women that she were was by that time was talking to were like the divorced woman who moved into town
right,
last
right,
year.
Right,
you
right,
know
right.
what I mean? They were being shunned too. They had their
right.
own little club.
Okay. So... So basically your childhood and formative years were filled with negative attention.
Correct. I never really, oh yeah. I was like in, Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I went to court and stuff.
Right. You got a lot of attention, but it was not for the right.
Some of it was pretty, well, but I would, I also did.
But then you did.
I also did plays and stuff.
Right. So there was some way that you knew that you could get attention for other things.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So then you graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to college. Now, did your sisters go to college?
My oldest sister went to college.
The one who's religion?
Yeah, super. She's,
where'd she go?
Millersville State and then York State. She got two little degrees. Okay. She's a good student, when you meet her, it's like she's a little six-year-old girl. It's bizarre.
Oh, really?
62 years old. She's never had sex with anybody.
What the fuck?
She's never dated.
Do you think she's a lesbo?
My mom does.
Oh.
But my mom wants to be bat in 1,000 because my other sister's a lesbian.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Your other sister's a lesbian?
Yeah.
Okay. It is so genetic. Is your other sister like...
She's a virgin. She's never had it. It's the weird.
Both sisters, or just the older?
No, my lesbian sister is a stereotype.
She's like, hey, how you doing?
A femme stereotype in that she didn't ever like boys, and she had one special girlfriend all through high school and would cry when she would go on dates. When that girl would go on dates.
Oh, that's the fun part of being a lesbian when, you know, you're the experiment for the straights.
Right.
Yeah.
And she didn't, yeah. And so, she was super shy. She didn't speak.
Right.
Like, and she was tall.
Oh.
That's right. Because
I think
she's nearly 6 feet tall.
Oh, wow. And so now where is she?
She lives in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania with her partner of 24 years.
Wow. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you graduate, you go to... I have it here somewhere.
Oh, you don't. Who gives a crap about
Clarion?
University of Pennsylvania.
Say I wrote it down. Clarion University.
Of all things.
And do you get a scholarship or do you have
to work? No, I had to work. I got Pell Grants, BEOG Grants. I don't know if you remember all that stuff for poor kids. And I did get one scholarship for grammar that my high school...
Oh, that's good.
That the lesbian teacher from years and years and years ago before left at our high school for... like 100,000,
right.
You know what I mean?
That's great.
The Miss Groft Grammar Scholarship.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Funny.
And do you live at Clarion?
Oh, yeah.
So
I wanted to be.
Full, like, away. And you're basically starting anew.
At 18 years old.
No one knows anything about.
Not a thing. I'm 5 hours away from my hometown. I went all the way up in the northeast corner of
Have you ever, since the arrest and all that, did you ever speak to Don or Alice again?
Yes. Alice, limited, I'm going to say, because she loved the attention then of being the woman whose husband fucked around with that girl.
Right.
And so she played into that for the rest of her life.
She was Vicky Victim.
Oh, she just loved it. I would see him. I think my senior year in high school, I remember once I saw him go into the armory or something, right? And so I ran over there and I just like was, how are you doing? You know, what's going on? And everything. And he was so scared to speak to me that it made me feel badly.
Oh,
you know
how
what
old
I mean?
Was he?
Well, then now he's 46, I'm thinking, right? 47. I'm a senior in high school.
Right. Okay. So you go, you're living there, mm-hmm. and you're starting
We couldn't afford to go to, what do you call that, orientation?
Uh-huh.
So the night my mom drove me up and left me at college, bye, because you can't stay in a hotel.
Right.
And so I'm literally at school the first day of classes, basically going, ta-da, I'm brand new, I'm 18.
That's awesome.
It was fun.
Okay, so...
Nobody knew anything about me.
Right.
Oh, but then I may have ruined that.
How?
About the first week of school, I lived in the all-girls dorm. My mom thought that would be better.
Oh, that's
I'm not making that up when I was filling out stuff. She said, I think you should live in the all-girls dorm.
I lived in the co-ed dorm.
Like, as if that was going to help.
Right.
Because she already saw what I was obviously not good with boys.
Right.
And... So a man on the administration came over and spoke to all of us one night about a week into school about make sure that you go to events. Like, don't just go to your classes and go to parties. And he had this whole speech about we bring concerts, we bring plays, we bring speakers.
Right.
Anyway, and that was his gig because he was in charge of that, right? And he said, there's even a dance tonight where they're very excited about having the freshmen. Mm-hmm. On purpose. It's for you guys, you know? So a couple hours later, I go to that dance and I see him there and I walk around and the guys aren't talking to the girls. It was just like it was in high school. And I had a terrible reputation already. So I danced with black kids when I was at the dances because the boys wouldn't dance. And so I'm looking around. Nobody's going to dance. I love dancing. And I'm like, ugh. And I start to circle out. And he's standing by the door. And I go, so thank God you got us to come over here so the boys can ignore us when we're in college or something. And he goes, oh, man. I mean, and I'm making him laugh. And he goes, well, I got to go. So I'm walking with him and walking back. And he has an apartment hooked up to the all men's dorm or whatever. And so I talk myself into his house. And I have sex with him that night. I just thought.
I see a pattern, a pattern, a pattern, a pattern.
Yeah. He was 31. I was 18.
Okay. Well, that's
better.
Right.
He was not married. He was divorced. He had just left his wife had just
left him. How did people find this out?
He obviously didn't want, we're not allowed to be seeing each other in any way, but I'm sneaking over there and all that other stuff. And we got careless and somebody found out.
And then did anyone get in trouble?
No, thankfully, because it's not, I was 18. So it's not illegal. Right. You shouldn't work in the administration and date a student.
Right. Okay. So how do you do in college? And what?
I was getting a Bachelor of Fine Arts in acting.
Okay.
I don't do great in college. When I was in high school, the teachers cared. They seemed to care about you, and you cared about them, and you wanted to impress them too. There was a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's very different.
But now it's a big.
And when you're when you're in college,
it's
they
more
don't even care.
Self-motivated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And I didn't have that for school. I knew I knew stuff.
Right.
I had it for theater.
Right. Yeah, of course. Because
so
that's,
I was barely showing up for.
Right.
I mean,
for
I was
the
showing
other
up,
shit,
but you know, I wasn't really. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
I went in as a communications major and then I ended up being a music major because I really was just like, I don't care about this shit.
I didn't care enough.
I want to learn about music.
I wouldn't have even gone. I would have gone right to New York at 18, got an apartment and tried to be a star.
Right. So you knew you wanted to perform, but you didn't know what capacity.
I knew I was going to do that as soon as I got through college.
Right. See, I knew I wanted to perform.
Perform, yeah.
But I didn't know in what capacity until someone said, I love stand-up.
I didn't know I was gonna become a stand-up either.
But someone dared me to do it when I was 17 or 18 years old.
Well, I was almost 30, but that's exactly what happened to me, where I got dared.
So you,
well, then why'd you prove, you know what I mean? I'm like,
so
you, right,
so you're working, you graduate, you get a degree.
I did not. Well, no, because the last summer I do theater and the classes, and I don't do great in the classes, but I do them. I take them, whatever, get the credit. But then Reagan gets elected and he stops the BEOG grants. And so I have a bill for I'm not making this up. I still remember it because of other events. It was $849. And that might as well have been $10,000.
Right.
And I went, and they were like, you can't graduate. We can't give you your thing until you pay this bill. And I'm like, bye.
But you had graduated.
No. I didn't officially graduate then.
Right. I mean, you didn't get a diploma, but you had all the credits.
I did the things. Well, no, I didn't get those credits because if you can't pay your bill at the end, they don't even give you, classes.
Right.
But
I'm saying you had passed everything.
Oh, yeah, I did it. It just didn't count.
Thank you, Ronnie. I know. Thank you, Ronald.
He's been so useful.
Thank you. You were very good in the AIDS crisis as well. Thank you, Ronald Reagan.
That was his best, though.
Yeah, he's really good.
Don't forget to tune in next week to Just Kill Me Now.
Just Kill Me.
Oh. Don't forget to turn for part two on Just Kill Me.
No, it's not. It's just
Kill Me.
Now. No,
Judy Gold's Just Kill Me.
Just Kill Me Now.
Just Kill Me Now.